Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. What's in the lucky dip today? First question comes from Linda, who says, I've been working on understanding the personality influence of my style for a while, and it seems to me there is a disconnect between my personality and my love of bright colours. I'm very introverted, yet red is my favourite colour, and I really hate beige and most neutrals except white. What suggestions do you have for me? So this is very interesting, and I have actually made a blog post about this, which I will link to afterwards. And this is all about how just because you're an introvert doesn't mean you can't love bright colours, because what you may have subconsciously discovered is that when you wear bright colours, you don't have to use your precious energy, which is a more finite resource, to be seen and be heard by others. And this is because bright colours advance and make you more obvious. So what it actually does is helps to balance. It creates some yang to your yin personality. It makes you more seen. It actually is, it's actually in harmony with you in a way, because what it's doing is creating balance. And I am the same. I'm an introvert, yet I've always loved bright colours. Now, also my colouring likes bright colours as well. Well, it's not quite as bright as they used to be. But also I have found that there is a definite energy shift when I'm wearing brighter colours. They make me feel more energetic. And they also mean that if I'm in an environment where I need to be heard, I need to have my point listened to, whether I'm doing a training program or if I'm some sort of meeting or some environment where I need to be seen, if I'm wearing those bright colours, I don't have to use anywhere the same amount of my energy to be heard or be seen. In a way that if I am wearing a neutral colours or colours that recede, I then feel I have to, like, it's like, hey, over here, will somebody listen to me? And I feel like I'm screaming to get that energy to be seen. And that can actually be exhausting for an introvert. So there is no reason as an introvert you can't love red and those bright colours, and they will work perfectly for you because they provide that natural yang balance to your yin personality. So I will also link to that blog post you can go and have a look at, but this is why, and it is absolutely perfect that you love them. And in fact, there are many extroverts who've learned that if they wear the bright colours, they are overwhelming people. That they're seen as too much, they're too full on, and they start getting negative reactions because their personalities are already very out there, that they actually find that they need to tone it down with softer colours, more neutral colours, so that their personality doesn't overwhelm people. And of course, there's different levels of extroversion and introversion as well. Not all extroverts are, going to overwhelm people with a bright colour, but it is something that for some, that it's something we've definitely found in our research doing 16 style types, is that there is definitely this, misconception that introverts wear neutrals and dark and receding colours and extroverts wear the bright colours, when in fact, I mean, I've been wearing colour all my life, and I only, when I was thinking about this, like, why do I do it? It's because I've learnt that it gives me more energy, that the vibrations of those colours, because they're electromagnetic vibrations, they actually make me feel more energized. And because I know that my energy is a precious and finite resource, I really appreciate that. And then also too, that I know that they balance out, they help me be seen and be heard and have my ideas seen when I feel like I can't compete with the extroverts of the world. That is something that often many introverts feel. It's like, I just can't be heard, I can't be seen. The minute you get a couple of extroverts talking, I just disappear into the wallpaper. You just don't even notice I'm there. And I find it exhausting trying to be seen in those environments. And this is where that colour can really just help that little bit for them to be reminded that you exist. Because otherwise, if you're not just butting in all the time, you can just disappear. And if you are receding visually, you will disappear. So I find that's where it really fits in. And there's a great psychological reason why you're loving that red as an introvert. Hope that helps with your little quest there to understand that. Next question comes from Kirsten, who says, talk to me about navy. I recognize navy. I can even recognize brighter navy, but what is a soft, warm, or light navy? What do they look like and how do they compare? They feel really close. How do I tell them apart? Or is it something so neutral that it's not as important? Now, I do find that with neutrals, it isn't as important to be as perfect with them, but there are differences. So I've grabbed a couple of swatches here just to show you some examples, the difference between a warm and a cool navy. Now, I need you to be aware that when I show you these colours on screen, they will appear darker than they do in person. And this is just the natural way that cameras really kind of affect what we see or how the colours can show up. Like the lipstick I'm wearing, I always have to put on a brighter lipstick than I might in real life because it just fades away. This is why, you know, television makeup is much heavier than real life makeup because, it tends to disappear a little. But what I found is with colours, is colours, particularly darker colours, look darker than they are. So it's not that they're, you know, it's not all colours look darker, but in particular with cameras, darker colours take on a darker tone. But hopefully you'll be able to see the difference when I hold these up. So this is a cool navy and this is a warm navy. So what you'll see here is this one has this little bit more yellow in it. It's slightly more tealy than this one, which is slightly more purpley. So this is the difference between a warm and a cool navy. So that is something now. And then if we looked at a softer navy, so this is two cool navies, but one is a little bit softer than the other. And you can even see that this one, that you can see the colours slightly different because one is, but they're both fairly purple. This is a slightly purpley navy than this one. But this one's just a little bit softer. It hasn't got quite the intensity of colour. And here with my warm navies, I've even got, you've got the difference between a lighter navy and a darker navy. So this one is darker than this. But also this one is softer than this. This has more intensity. This has more black. This has a little bit more grey. But really, don't get too obsessed because it's a neutral. It's already naturally receding. So it's got two reasons why it's already receding. It's receding because it's blue and blue recedes. And then it's receding because it's darker and darker recedes. So it's never going to be obvious in the same way that a softer yellow versus a bright yellow are going to be much more obvious. And I do have some posts on navy, which I will also link to because I know navy is one of those colours that can be a little bit confusing. And it's something that's in every single palette so that you'll find that there is a navy for everybody. It's just if you have lighter colourings, you won't want to have such a, you know, you want to have the lighter end of the dark blue spectrum. It's kind of just a slightly darkish denim would be a, you know, not a dark denim, but just like rather than a mid blue denim, just that little touch darker. And that is a good version. And denims tend to be, now, unless it's that kind of pure indigo denim, which is a brighter navy, but a lot of denim, especially as it fades out, you wash it a bit. That's a great way of looking at a navy and going, well, that's, you know, it's a washed out denim, is a washed out or softer, more smoky navy. So it's a good way of thinking about it if you are trying to get some handle on this, because these are all concepts and it's, you know, colour, the whole thing with colour naming is it's completely arbitrary. And there's millions and millions, it's something like 16 million identified colours. You can't give them all a name. So that really does just give you a understanding of where the names fit in and just, you know, navy's navy's navy, but there are lots of different ones. And this is why often when you do go shopping for navy, they're very hard to match. It's because you got that warmer navy with that slightly cooler navy, with that slightly brighter navy, with that slightly more muted navy, and they just don't really go together like you might hope. Okay, last question for today comes from Teresa. I'm retired and my clothes are casual. However, I have so many. I'd like to have half the amount. When I look in the mirror, I truly don't know if they flatter me. How do you know if your choice in clothes is flattering or not? This is where I really think a bit of investigation is really important. First of all, you want to kind of figure out your style fundamentals. So this is your body shape, your body proportions, your body variations. These are the physical aspects of you. So understanding those is really important. So, and we've got to add them all together. It's not I only need body shape or only need proportions or only need body variations. We have to add this plus, 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 plus to get the whole physicality of you as far as shape goes. So your body will tell you the kind of silhouette of the clothes that flatter you. And it will tell you where to put the horizontal lines, where to put the vertical lines. Your proportions tell you where to put your hems, where to end tops, where to end jackets, best lengths for pants, all those sorts of things like that, and skirts. And then our body variations are things like the size of your bust, upper arms, calves, saddlebags, you know, all those other bits and pieces, a little round tummy. All those things come into body variation. So all you have to do is kind of get all those. Look at the recommendations for each of those. Figure out which ones matter the most for you because you are a unique individual. This is why, you know, eight body shapes or, like, you cannot put them all together because there's so many variations. And even things like if you've got slopey shoulders, kind of average shoulders or very square shoulders, that will change how your clothes fall and how you appear. All these things wrapped into your uniqueness. So the first thing is to look at those, particularly if you're after flattery, is to look at those aspects of clothing and start to understand what it is that actually flatters you. So if you get your body shape Bible, this gives you a great place to start so that you can start going, okay, well, I want horizontal details, or this is the silhouette I'm after. I'm after fit and flare, or I'm after straight up and down, depending on your body shape. Then it's looking at the proportions. Where is the best proportion to end things? If I've got short legs, I want to have shorter tops, shorter skirts, shorter jackets, shorter necklaces. If I've got long legs, I want to have longer skirts, longer jackets, longer tops, longer sleeves, all those sorts of things. So we've got those proportions that come into it as well. And we've got our body variations. Do I want to highlight my bust or make it appear less obvious? Do I want to, highlight my square shoulders or make them appear softer? I mean, all these things. And this is where it's very personal. It's not for me to tell you what works for you. I can just give you the guidelines, the science. What I'm giving you is the science about why different things, what the optical illusions are, and the science behind it. You then have to decide, well, what really matters to me and how I want to look. So that is super important for you to do and to kind of think about and understand. And then we also need to bring in those other physical aspects. So there are different fabrics that clothes can be made out of. So as much as you might have a set of kind of guidelines about what shapes, the fabrics still really matter. And this comes down to how your flesh is arranged over your bones, whether you're softer, more endomorphic, more muscular, more mesomorphic, or more skeletal, more ectomorphic, because different fabrics work differently for each of those types. So it's whether we want more drapey, soft, flowing fabrics, or harder, stiffer fabrics. That is also really important. And then last but not least are aspects of fabric such as texture and sheen and how much of those you have in your physicality and therefore how much you want in your fabrics as well. So we're putting all these things together just to get to physicality. And this is why you might go, oh my God, my head's exploding. I'm overwhelmed because I didn't realize there was so much. And this is often a feeling we can get where we kind of think, you know, I've been getting dressed all my life. It should be really easy by now. I should know what I'm doing. I'm retired. Like, you know, I've had a lifetime of getting dressed and still I feel lost. And it's because there is a science as well as an art. And you haven't been taught it at school. You were never taught it at school. You were never taught it at university, most likely. And if you didn't have, you know, a mother who was particularly good at it and who really understood it, you probably weren't taught it at home either. And I can tell you the fashion magazines don't teach it to you. They just sell the latest fashion. They are not giving you the science of style. This is what I teach, and it's what I do. And this is why I've developed my 7 Steps of Style program to walk you through each of the aspects you need to know And it takes some time, I can tell you, to start to grasp them. And like any new skill, it's baby steps. Just get one little bit at a time and then gradually build on that. You're never going to do it overnight. So when we're thinking about all those physical aspects, you're going, do they flatter me? Then it's take some outfit photos. Put on your clothes, take some outfit photos, line them up, notice what seems to work better. Look at the guidelines and go, am I doing that in this outfit? Try and dress to those guidelines that you have created. And you'll start to go, now I see if I do this column of color that's an inner column, my tummy is not obvious. In a way that if I cut myself up with my black pants and my white shirt, it is obvious. And suddenly you'll start to see these concepts, these scientific theories in action, but it's much harder to see it in the mirror. It's easier to see it in a photo. So this is where just even taking your camera, you know, your phone camera, and just taking a photo of yourself in the mirror, or like setting up a little tripod sort of thing, very easy. I've got blog posts on how to do that with just some bulldog clips. You know, you really don't need anything fancy. Most any smartphone will do. And you can actually start to, you know, like get a grasp on what you actually have. And then the other aspect that's super important, particularly if you're clearing out your wardrobe, is noticing how you feel when you're wearing those clothes. Are they comfortable or not comfortable? If they're just not comfortable, get rid of them. Let them go. And then do they feel like you? When you're wearing them, do you go, does this feel like me or not? Or does it feel like, you know, it's kind of like, maybe it's not quite me, there's something missing. All those sorts of things come as well. And so if you've got something, you go, I just felt really uncomfortable in this, like wear it for a day. If you feel really uncomfortable, that's a great sign that let it go. There's usually really good reasons. The things you're not wearing, there's also usually really good reasons why you're not wearing them. And it can be because they obviously don't suit your body in some physical way, or your colouring. You know, you put them on, they make you look ill. People keep asking you if you're okay. The colour brings you down for some reason. Or, you know, it can be something physical. It can be something mental or emotional. It's like it's not a true representation of who you are on the inside expressed on the outside. And this is where when we get to our, you know, the people who are the most stylish, the people you look at and you go, oh my God, they look amazing. It's because what they're expressing is that inner core person, their authentic core. You are seeing that expressed on the outside. The best parts of them are being expressed on the outside through their style choices. But this can take some time. This is not an overnight thing. It takes some time to figure this stuff out, to get to know yourself, like any sort of personal development. It's not an overnight thing. It takes a little bit of time and it takes some experimentation. So I would recommend just start with, you know, the physical aspect, and at least get rid of all the things you go, you know, this is the wrong shape for me. This is really obviously the wrong shape. That's a great place to start. If you're trying to cull your wardrobe down to a size, and I think it's important to do that, because if you've got a massive wardrobe, you know, it's a bit like that old saying, you can't see the woods for the trees, that there's so much stuff in there that you can't even think about creating outfits or doing anything with it, because there's just so much stuff. So part of it is if you can reduce the amount of stuff in there so that you can start to work out what can I work with. And then even doing things like I'm going to section off winter from summer or whatever is the seasonal thing. So you're actually only looking at a smaller proportion. That also can really help you when you are thinking about creating outfits to give you a much more... you know, like it's a clear view. You can see each tree, you can see each piece, and then you've got some idea of actually wearing it and how it might go with other things. That when everything's jammed in together, particularly if it's higgledy-piggledy, it can make it really, really hard to create stylish outfits because you don't know where anything is and it makes no sense. There's no order, there's no structure to it. So hopefully that gives you a little something to think about with regards to kind of your style and where you want to go from now. And of course, if there's clothes left over from an old lifetime, so particularly if you're retired or for some reason, you know, you might have gone into the workforce, come out of the workforce, or just changed environments in some way, changed location where you no longer need, you know, the climate is different, or you can be a mother who, you know, I'm out of the workforce for a number of years because I'm looking after my children. whatever it might be, any sort of major life change is a great time to reassess your wardrobe. And remember that every piece in your wardrobe is made on a decision from a past you, an old you. And you want your wardrobe to take you forwards in life, to take you, you know, into your future, rather than living in the past. So if you've got clothes in there, the other kind of really easy category to get rid of is the old work clothes that really you just wouldn't wear in your new, more casual lifestyle or whatever it is. They are also, it's like a great kind of like let those things go. If it's the old work you, and you cannot imagine integrating those pieces into the new you, you know, then go, let it go. Just, you know, let them go, take them to the thrift store, the consignment store, you know, sell them online, sell them on eBay, however you want to get rid of them, give them to charities, but let them go. And that's another thing that's also really useful to think about doing, so that you start to get a kind of a smaller wardrobe that you can actually handle and start to actually work with in a really positive way that makes you feel happy, so you can start expressing your style in a way that expresses your inside on the outside. So of course, you know, this is where if you are feeling really lost about this and you're just going, I don't know where to start, do jump onto my 7 Steps of Style program, because this is a great place to start. The other amazing place to start is doing my Evolve Your Style Challenge. And this is really just, if you've got so many things and you're so stuck in a style rut, it just helps you to one little day at a time, one tiny challenge at a time, to actually start to, you know, to think about your style in a new and fresh way. So please do check those out. I will link to them. Keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.